dollar bananas, from which Germany is so far exempt. This banana proposal has been something like 2 years in the making here at the European Commission, and it still remains subject to approval from the Community's Council of Ministers, not to mention the need to get a waiver from the World Trade Body, GATT, and predictable demands from the United States for compensation within the Uruguay round negotiations. So far, too, the Commission has not put any specific figures to its proposed quota. Nevertheless, its long-awaited proposal must be good news for economically vulnerable island territories ranging from St. Lucia in the Caribbean to Madagascar in the Indian Ocean, as well as for African producers in Cameroon, Ivory Coast, and Somalia. The Commission has also opted against setting a time limit for protecting these traditional suppliers, though it may well come under pressure to do so, especially if its proposal should cause new complications at the World Trade Talks in Geneva.
Clifford Smith in Brussels.